In the village of Chivac on the Bering Sea coast, dozens of Chupic artifacts like masks, harpoons, and dance regalia ended up in the village dump. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Melvin Pavel reports.
The artifacts had been kept in a traditional sod house that was owned by the Kashunamit School District. The school had built it in their cultural heritage program to show students the traditional ways of living. Superintendent Larry Parker says in recent years it had become a safety concern and a liability issue.
We had at least one student that fallen through it, fell through the roof of it, and the police had to come get him out.
The sod house was erected on the school softball field, and when the school tried to relocate it, they found out it had a lot of mold inside. Parker says the school district talked to the tribal council in the city of Chivac, but neither one wanted the sod house, so the school decided to trash it with all its contents. Chivac resident Earl Atchak says he didn't know that was the fate of what was in the sod house. He helped receive some of the objects from the dump, including stories from elders about being Chupic. He says that knowledge is invaluable.
How to do anything, how to be a Chupic, who are you, who am I, where do I come from and where am I going?
But Parker says the community had notice. He says over a year ago, the school's principal and new cultural director went through the sod house, removed the school's belongings, and notified a man named John Bingayak of the dilapidated state of the house. Bingayak had retired from being the cultural director for decades and had collected the artifacts over the years. Bingayak did not want to interview with KYK because he used to work for the school. Atchak says even though Bingayak had gathered the artifacts for the cultural program, they belonged to the whole community. To Atchak, it was clear that the artifacts should not have been trashed, no matter the situation. He says they included videos of elders, ivory carvings, books and drawings that are one of a kind and irreplaceable. He wasn't able to salvage all the items, but did retrieve a written interview with an elder who had passed away.
There were pages and pages of handwritten notes. If it was, you know, ruined and burned, how can we get those things back? Those were historical, and those were the very who I am and where I come from.
School board member Ignatius Chayelkun says that he's heard only a few complaints from the community about the school's decision. He says the residents had time to do something about it if they wanted to.
We had plenty of opportunity to address this matter, and now, after neglecting all this stuff, totally forgetting about them all this time, they suddenly want to make noise about this whole thing and try to blame the school district for the demise when they themselves should be blamed for this whole thing.
Again, Superintendent Larry Parker.
Sorry if we destroyed somebody's property, but the school cannot be responsible for abandoned property, and we can't keep something unsafe around.
Atchak says he's asking the Alaska Commissioner of Education to come to Chivac to address the issue. He would like to see a community-wide meeting that includes the school board and all the residents. In Bethel, I'm Melvin Pavel.